Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Praise the Lord! Now let me say this to you. There are two categories of courses in the university. There are some courses that are called elective courses. The other categories are called what? Compulsory courses. And I believe that compulsory believers' authority is a compulsory course. You see, there are some things you learn in school you will never use. Isn't that true? Almost everything. You know. And there are some things I'll never forget. I was in a particular class, business management, MBA school. And as the lecturer was teaching, I was like, wow, life is unfair. So you mean there are some people doing business who know this and others don't? Life is unfair. Because some topics are just too compulsory. Please, are you with me? Now, in theology, there are some things you learn and you'll be like, well, that's nice. You know, go use them. There are some debates that are not worth it. You get what I'm saying? Because they are not fundamental. But you see, when you come to the subject of believers' authority, this is something important. This is something radical. When you learn it, especially in its full magnitude, your life will never be the same again. I'm telling you. And so I want to take an approach that maybe has never been taken in this fashion before. And this is what I mean. Make no mistake, a lot of good stuff has been done on believers' authority. But I want to help you see how the understanding of believers' authority will lead to three things. Number one, personal transformation. Now you're wondering, what's the correlation? You will see in a minute. Personal transformation. Number two, national transformation. Oh, yes, you heard me right. National transformation. And number three, which is the one we often dwell on, spiritual victory. Just to be sure you're following, what's the first one? Now, let me tell you a true life story. So, you've heard the story of how I got filled with the Spirit in the first year of my university, and my life changed. I've been a church boy all my life. Been in church, never missed a Sunday service. Not to my knowledge, not to my recollection. Always been in church. But you see, when I got filled with the Spirit and the diet I was put on, reading Kenneth Hagin books on believers' authority, on the name of Jesus, on who you are in Christ, it changed my life in such a radical way. And if I'm being honest, I didn't even know how practical and obvious that change was. Until one day, a lady came to me in school. She was three classes ahead of me and someone I looked up to, I mean, especially in my field, because we're in the same department. She came to me. She hadn't seen me in 1 month. And she looked at me. She said, "Something is different about you. You are more confident. You dress better. You speak better. What has changed?" I said, "If I tell you, you won't believe." And she said, "Try." I said, "I got filled with the Spirit." She laughed. I said, "No, really. What is it?" And I said, "You see, I told you. I'm telling you, listen. And with all due respect, for some people it's not as dramatic and it doesn't mean it is less authentic. But I'm telling you the story of my life. When I got filled with the Spirit, my life changed. Changed drastically. Let me tell you something. There is such a thing as God esteem. Did you hear what I said? Have you heard that phrase before? It's a real thing. When you realize, not in a religious way, but in a practical spiritual way, that God loved you enough to die for you, came to the earth for you, suffered for you, was dead 3 days for you, rose again, and then he gave you power. It changes your life. Let me tell you something. I've told you this many times, but there is that moment in everyone who has a genuine walk with God where you thought you were ordinary until an angel shows up, or you discover it in the word of God. And then you, ordinary you, an angel is shouting, highly favored of God. You never saw yourself highly favored. It's a life-changing moment. When you discover your identity in God, your life changes. Are you listening to me? That's the story of my life. It's a particular mentality where you say, if God be for me, complete it for me. Who? Do you understand what I'm saying? Where the consciousness of the love of God, His sacrificial love, just changes your life. You now come to a place of confidence where you love everyone, but you don't depend on them for validation. If God loves me, everyone who doesn't love me, there's something they are not saying. The problem is their sight. They need to adjust their goggles, or maybe they need a recommendation for one. Because God loves me. Listen, I know I have a lot of work to do, but if God could look beyond that, see the best in me, and die for me ahead of time, I can't give up on myself. I can't give up on myself. If He didn't give up on me, I can't give up on myself. Please, are you listening to this? You know, a lady came to my wife and said she's depressed. My wife asked her why. She said because her friend will not talk to her anymore. So my wife said, okay, how long was the relationship? She said, oh no, we're not dating. No. Just female to female friend. Eh? Someone said they won't talk to you again, you are depressed. Listen to me. What can separate me from the love of God? Tribulation, distress, peril, nakedness, sword. I'm trying to show you that this is not a religious concept. This is a powerful God-esteemed concept in all these things. Are you listening to me? You are not in church. Let me try this side. I said in all these things. Man, meaning you've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and you still day. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're okay. You're okay. In all these things, I am more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. I am persuaded. What kind of mentality must you have to talk like that? When you can talk like, when you have this mentality, this same believer's authority we're learning on, when it dawns on you, two things. Number one, you will not depend on anybody for validation. Listen, I need to put this caveat. This does not mean you won't be open to criticism. Because some people, they use that as a cover not to receive constructive criticism. In fact, it's the opposite. When you have God esteem, you can take feedback. People who battle low self-esteem cannot take feedback. They see it as an attack. But you can take it because you know it doesn't affect who you are. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? But at the same time, you don't depend on the opinion of others for validation. God loves me. Don't you understand? I don't know if you've meditated on that before. This is not some fairy tale. Jesus loves me. Do you believe that? If you feel an ounce of it, it will change your life. To know the love of Christ, you will never be the same again. There's something I want to show you at deeper. Don't miss it, right? I'm itching to share it with you. But it will change your life. Let me tell you something. There aren't many people who can speak words to me and I will lose sleep. They are not up to 10 in this world. They will tell me, naturally, I thrive on confrontation. I thrive on confrontation. Like, it makes it sweeter when you don't believe. It makes the story sweeter because I will so prove you wrong. Then I will watch you grapple with the embarrassment of trying to change your tongue. Don't worry, forget about it. Because some of you are judging me now. But honestly, have you heard the phrase, one with God is majority? It's true. It's the mentality of Noah. You devote decades to building something that nobody believes in. Oh my God, you missed that. At the time of Noah, are you aware rain had never fallen before? You are building something. Think about that. As a creator, as a business owner, you've spent decades building something that no one believes in, and you didn't stop. You didn't stop. It's God's thing. God's thing. Nobody believes in you, but you keep building. Nobody encouraged you. Just him and his family. Some historians say it took 60 years to build that ark. 60 years. Nobody believed, and he didn't stop. He was right. There's a type of esteem, even if the whole world does not believe, you stay. As long as you are sure, some people are under the delusion that it is God and it's not God. That's a different thing. Do you understand? But when you are sure, my God. Listen, when the Lord called me, you couldn't talk me out of it. Yay! You could not. You could not. Those of you who have known me for a while know. You. And the people who went ahead following their own plan for their lives, God's plan for their own lives, I was happy for them, but it didn't deter me. You have a good job. I'm happy for you. 2015, my allowance in this ministry was 2,500 weekly. Are you listening to me? Don't worry. That's why I say, there's some people, when God begins to bless them and you complain, God can punish you. I'm not joking. No, nah, swear go just land. Hallelujah. I said you will stop seeking validation from outside, right? And then number two, this is important, and please don't misunderstand it. Allow me land. Are you ready for this? When you receive this God esteem, you will understand this. Let me land. Nobody is better than you. Did you hear what I said? Nobody is better than you. Listen, in the task that God created you to fulfill, nobody is better than you. Why am I saying this? Because we are all equal in the sight of God. Are you aware of that? Hi. It is one thing to agree with what I'm saying. It's another thing to believe it. I've traveled out. I can tell you a lot of Africans have low self-esteem. Do you really, truly believe that indeed all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, the Lord God made them all? You believe that, right? White, black. Nobody is better than you. They may be different, special for their own assignments, but they are not better than you. Listen, I want to see it in your eyes that you believe what I'm saying. Do you believe what I'm saying? Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me. I can never consider myself ordinary. Can never consider myself common. Peter says, reckon that it was not with perishable things such as gold or silver that you were purchased with. He says, but with the precious blood of Christ. I'm special. Because in economics, you recognize the value of something by the price paid for it. Isn't that true? What is the price that was paid for you? You are special. Some of you, it's taking you time to receive this. So let me hammer down. Nobody does what you do like you. There are people who may sing better than you, but they don't sing like you. There are people who draw better than you, design better than you, but they don't design like you. See, what I'm saying, just believe it. So many billions of people in the earth, God in his wisdom and providence decided that you were needed. You are here for a divine assignment. Believe it. An angel doesn't have to come to your room and shout. See it in the world. Have you seen it in the world? Come on, let me ask you this. Have you seen anybody who has a solid walk with God and is not confident? Not one. You cannot encounter God, the God of the Bible, and be intimidated. You may be a shepherd boy. You stand before Pharaoh, the world power of the day, who was literally worshipped as a god at the time, and said, this is what the Lord says, let my people go. I'm explaining the force behind purpose. You want to be a success in life, in God's assignment, understand what I'm telling you. Believer's authority is a mentality. A mentality that breeds personal transformation. And now, get ready for this one. I want to move to national transformation now and get ready. The teaching is starting. Is your thinking cap on? But first, before we move on, say, nobody's better than me. Say, I'm bought with a price. Say, I'm special. All right, now let's move to national transformation. Listen, oh my God. Oh Lord, help them understand. First and foremost, let me say this to you. One of the most recurrent ideologies in the Bible, one of the statements one of the statements that was repeated very often in the New Testament is this: God is no respecter of persons. Have you read that in your Bible before? Peter in Cornelius' house said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. The Bible says, for there is no respect of persons with God. Do you know how radical this is? Not just as a religious concept, not just as a Bible concept, but as a concept of national transformation. This is a powerful and radical philosophical idea. No respect of persons with God. Let me tell you this. Listen, I heard Miles Moreau say this years ago, and it changed my life. And I hope it will change yours. He said something that I researched myself, and it's true. There is something called Greek ideology, all right? When it comes to leadership, there is a Greek ideology. And how does that concern you? It concerns you a lot. Because the Roman Empire inherited the Greek Empire, all right? And the Greek Empire was the ones that broke into several nations that colonized many nations in Africa. So you don't understand how what I'm saying is relevant to your context. Please follow closely. Now, the Greek leadership philosophy had three presuppositions. Number one, leadership is a product of providence. That by God's divine providence, some people were destined to be leaders and others to be slaves. They believed that. They believed that leadership was a product of divine providence. And that by no choice of yours, some people are more special than you. They believed this. They taught it. They practiced it. Are you in church today? Now, okay. So what is the basis of that providence? They believed that it was a product of natural endowment. That if you were sent by the gods, You will have natural and physical advantages. They believe this. It gets more ridiculous. Just follow me. And number three, they believed it was a product of birth traits. Research all that I'm saying. They believed that if you were sent by the gods, you will have pointed nose. If you were sent by the gods, someone is already like, give up. I'm definitely not. The way your nose spread like rumor. No. Stop looking at my own nose. Are you ready for this? They believed if you were sent by the gods, you will have blue eyes. And that you will have a fair pigmentation. Follow this and understand how important this is. Oh Lord, help us today. The Roman Empire imploded, divided into several nations like France, Portugal, and so many other nations. These were the nations that came to Africa to colonize. Are you following now? And just imagine coming to a land filled with people with dark skin, wide nose, black eyes. They were just like, wow, so many slaves. The gods have blessed us with people who could serve us. Listen, this is deeper than you realize. This was a mentality. Do you understand? See, it was deeper than racism. It was a divine philosophy. They believed it. They believed it. That just by your physical traits, there was a ceiling over you. And even the time when blacks started going to school, if you went to school and you became the best in your class, they saw you as a smart slave. That's who you are. And if you were fighting for expression, they saw you as rebellious because they genuinely believed if God wanted more from you, he would have given you. So you have to understand, it's a deeper issue when they tell Rosa Parks, you are not supposed to be sitting here. They really believe it. And then the Bible says, I perceive that God is no respect. Oh my God. Are you getting what I'm saying? That there is no respect of persons with God. Radical idea. Let me show you some text that you might have read before, but it is going to have new meaning. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. I want you to read this, scream it as loud as you can. One, two, go. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all what? One in Christ Jesus. Listen, you may not understand the idea of Mark 16, 17. It says, go, preach the gospel to every creature. It says, they that believe and are baptized shall be saved. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Not the elite. Them that believe, everybody, that in the gospel you have the concept of priesthood of all nations, that nobody needs to go to God on your behalf. Hey, are you listening to this? That you have the audacity, the right, the privilege in the name of Jesus to stand before the presence of God without fear and without inferiority, even God. How can you have the mentality of standing before God without fear and inferiority by the grace of God in Christ, then stand before a man and feel less? I'm letting you know how believers' authority changes your life. It will change a nation, I'm telling you. Because a nation is as great as it treats the common people, the so-called common people. And let me tell you something. When we realize that every one of us, rich, poor, great, and small, we are all imago Dei, created in the image of God. That's a radical concept. It was very easy to colonize Africa because, let me tell you something. Are you ready for what I'm about to say? First and foremost, our culture had the infrastructure for such a superiority complex to thrive. Because in our culture, we treat rich people as though they are better than us. You're not ready. In our culture, it was easy, at least for the kings, to relate with them and say, you know what, okay, how many do you want? In exchange for what? Mirror. Oh, you've not read some of the stories? Oh, you will give us mirror? Okay, take like 5. There is something about our culture that permitted such. Okay, right now, the colonial masters have gone. Have we changed? Look at the people we elected treating us as if they're doing us a favor. That an elected official, we want to give maybe rice to a community and put his face on it. As if, do you understand what I'm saying? With your money. Do you how many citizens genuinely believe that the leaders are not better than them? That they are there to serve them? How many believe that? And this is why this is a radical idea. The priesthood of all people, standing before God as equal. Come on, are you with me? And that's why we must defend this in church. Let me tell you something. No matter how great you are, practice being normal, if not anywhere else, in the presence of God. That's one thing I love and respect churches like RCCG for. You don't know who is parking your car. You are welcome, sir. Park it. When you see the person's portfolio, you'll be shocked that people who own banks, industries, are cleaning the toilets in the service of God. It's a powerful idea, I'm telling you. Powerful idea. Powerful idea. If there is any place that reminds us that we're all equal in the sight of God, it should be church. Are you listening to me? Where everybody, no matter how big or small your crown is, you cast it down in worship. And sing to the Lord your God, your maker. It is He that made us and not we ourselves. Say loud, amen. You know why I'm taking my time with this? Understand this. Low self-esteem is a spiritual attack. You see, a lot of people don't know the devil. Let me tell you something. A lot of people, their idea of Satan came from Nollywood, came from Nigerian movies. But when you study the devil, you will understand that the basis of his warfare is ideologies. Are you listening to me? So when he shows on the scene, he's not there to fight Eve, literally. He says, did God say? This is a battle of ideologies. Let me tell you this. Any ideology that puts a lot of people down and was successful, there were spirit entities behind it. If you don't understand that Hitler cannot successfully convince an entire generation that they are better than some other race of people without the help of spirit entities, you have a lot to learn. You know, we might be having one of the most naive generations ever. You know, there are some things we know we can't say. What a naive generation. So the Bible tells us, right? It says, remember where we stopped last week? We wrestle not, remember? Against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, all right? So we're talking about spirit entities. They will be manifesting in a practical way, but recognize there are spirit entities sponsoring these ideas. And what did he say you should do? Take on the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Everything he said you should take has to do with knowledge. Think about it. Maybe it never dawned on you. It has to do with knowledge. Knowledge is your defense in spiritual warfare. Knowledge is your defense. Shield of faith, information. Faith is information. Truth is information. Salvation is information. Righteousness is information. It's a battle of ideologies. Casting down what? Oh my God. I want to hear you louder. Casting down what? Imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against what? The knowledge of God. Let me tell you something. Are you aware that no matter how great your destiny in God is, if someone can persuade you that because of the skin of your color, there is a level of greatness you cannot attain, it can affect you? Now, that's spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare can be perpetrated through ideas. Through ideas. Can I open my heart to you? I don't like the life that many of our people have taken in diaspora. I don't like it. I know this country is hard, but you settled. You settled. Don't lie. You settled. You settled. I look at even the people who are doing well, earning 8,000 pounds per month. That's very well. And then house rent is 3,000 pounds per month. I don't care what you say, that's slavery. Now, you hardly have free time. You have to, now, you even have to work on Sunday to make ends meet. If you have to do that for a stage, that's okay. But I'm saying you can't continue like this. And what's the consolation? That when you are 60, there'll be free healthcare and free transportation. Don't you get it? What if God has more in store for you? Are you listening to me? In all labor, there is dignity. So don't get me wrong. But there are some people who are washing plates that have no business washing plates. You settled. But that's not even where I'm going. I'm just here to highlight the fact that behind these ideologies, I'm using just racism as an example. Please, are you with me? Get me right. I hope you know we have Caucasian members of this church, and I love them very much. So, but there are spirit entities behind these ideas. Did you ever notice? Maybe you didn't pay attention. What really was the Exodus of Egypt about? What was it about? Okay, you want to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. And of all things, you say, Moses, go and drop your rod in the temple, in the palace. He drops his rod. It turns to a serpent. They drop their own rods. It turns to a serpent. And then his rod swallows their rods. What is this about? Listen, someone might be looking from a political standpoint and say, oh, well, this is a political issue. We need liberation from these Egyptians. The Jews are slaves. But it was a spiritual battle. Are you aware? And this is why in Exodus chapter 12, I think verse 12, God said, I will pass through the land of Egypt and I will judge the gods of Egypt. It was a contest of gods. Do you realize that all the plagues were supposed to expose the inability of the Egyptian gods? That there was a god in charge of frogs, the multiplication of frogs. They worshipped that god. And so by that plague, God was exposing the fact that that god was in... Oh, come on. Are you getting it now? It was about gods. I am helping you see a spiritual parallel for political issues. You thought it was Pharaoh who held the people captive. It was the gods of Egypt. And until those gods were exposed and judged, the people couldn't be free. I am letting you know, the people who just say, just get your PVC, we are just praying. What will prayer do? You are so ignorant. You are ignorant. It looked like a political issue, but it was a contest of gods. Are you listening to me? Let me tell you something. You don't know the people. Jesus. Sometimes I miss when I was less famous. Some of your leaders have covenanted with deities on your behalf. Wake up. There are some roads they cannot construct without sacrifice. You know that one, Abby? Oh, but it's just traditional. It's tradition. Daniel, there was a political issue. The Jews had been in captivity for 70 years. Daniel believed that they ought to be free. He understood by books that they ought to be free. So, he didn't just start a political campaign. He started praying. And then when he started praying, an angel showed up. But showed up like 3 weeks late. And said, from the time you started praying, Gabriel wanted to come to you, but the prince of Persia, and you're like, wait, which prince of Persia? The one in the palace? No! There is a parallel government. There is a prince in the palace, and there's another prince. Oh my, are you listening to me? The prince in the palace is doing his own. There's another prince in the atmosphere. Prince of Persia. You don't understand how deep these issues are. Parallel governments. The good news is, Jesus has defeated all of them. So let me quickly explain this to you. And you may need to listen to my teachings on Believer's Authority deeper, Port Harcourt, last year. Let me explain this to you. When God gave man the earth, Because angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation, he put angels in charge of territories. Do you understand what I'm saying? They were called sons of God, all right? You know. And that's what the psalmist was referring to when I said, I have said you are God, children of the Most High, but you shall die like men. Because they were judging in an unjust way, God now judged them. So listen, apart from the fall at the beginning of the world, the one many people talk about, Lucifer carrying one third of the angels, whether it happened that way indeed or not, conversation for another day. But there were so many other falls because there were people, angels and spirit entities in charge of territories that rebelled against God. So you have to understand the Prince of Persia, for instance, is a fallen angel. Angel Michael was the angel in charge of Israel, for instance. His other counterparts, many of them fell. And they became, are you with me? Principalities and powers. They were governing over lands. How does this concern you? You have to understand that even for spiritual activity to thrive in some places, the atmosphere has to be taken care of. And I'm not telling you something that will happen. I'm explaining something that has happened in Christ. So now, this is the part behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see. The disciples went out to preach and they came back excited. Follow this closely. They came back excited. Wow. Demons were subject to us in your name. You know what Jesus said? What did Jesus say? I saw what? I saw Satan fall. This is why you were successful. Oh God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you aware that things can shift in the atmosphere? It is legally true. It can become actually true for you as a believer. And then your day-to-day experience will just change. Things have been difficult for you and they become easy. Because the principalities and powers have fallen. You just have to see them fall. Come on, are you with me? This is what believers' authority does. With the eyes of the Spirit, you see what Christ saw. I saw Satan fall like lightning. Come on, are you with me? We are talking about trampling on the enemy. You can only trample on an enemy that you have seen who is falling. Do you understand? That's what I'm trying to show you. Your victory in your daily Christian walk is preempted by first seeing Satan falling. Jesus has the victory. Are you with me? Jesus has the victory over Lagos. Jesus has the victory over Nigeria. Jesus has the victory over America. Jesus has the victory over the entire Europe and Asia and Russia and North and South America. Do you believe this? He has the victory over China. Listen, I am teaching you how to war. You war first with a conviction. He has the victory. When he died, was raised back to life, he came back, he said, all power! Oh my God! Do you believe the word of God? Listen to me, I'm explaining why you cannot fail. He said, all power in heaven and earth have been given to me. Go therefore! I'm explaining why our church grows and spreads everywhere like the devil doesn't exist. All power. Did he say some? All power in heaven and earth have been given to me. He said, go therefore. Go therefore. Go therefore. He first conquered all before he sent you. It means in your divine assignment, nothing can stop you. You believe that? He said, you are seated with him in heavenly places. Far above. You see that thing that happened in Daniel's time? It can never happen again. When you pray, your angels go without hindrance. Are you listening to me? Those days are gone. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. Those days are... Listen, don't forget, he saw Satan fall. There is no prince of Ikeja hindering your prayers anymore. This is why you have speedy answers. Speedy answers. Do you believe it? He said, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, in the utmost part of the earth. He has scanned all those places. No principality, no power. You must believe this. You know, I went to a leading university in the United States of America. This is where I knew there was a problem. As I was about to see one of the lecturers, the key leaders in the university, the person who was taking me said, please, let me just give you a heads up. He's weird, but he's not a racist. Ah, I said, this one you are saying it. This one you are giving me a heads up. And then this man went into one long theological discourse of how the soil in Africa is cursed. And that in the atmosphere, the heaven over Africa is closed. This is a white man. He was telling me this. You want to know the interesting thing? What he said is not exactly false. It's not just current. Go and read the story of the leper that the prophet cleansed. When he was going, he took some soil from Jerusalem. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because he felt that the earth there was sacred. I am telling you, not all atmospheres are the same. There are some places I go to and the air is cleaner. Even though UK is worse than Nigeria. You know, not just hype. I can tell you, the witchcraft here is learning. My second day in US, I was in McDonald's. Whether you believe this or not is fine. What I'm about to say doesn't affect the gospel. I am not trying to impress you. So if you don't believe it, it's fine. I was in McDonald's and a witch flew over. Ah! I told the person myself, I said, they are here. You walk safe. I can tell you our own is learning walk. So he was wrong. Even if there's any sacred soil, I assure you it's not US. I promise you. Maybe Israel. US. Sacred waiting. Let me say this prophetically. Everywhere God has sent you to, you will prosper there. Amen. Because the heaven is open. The heaven over you is open. Can you see Satan falling? That's why he said, behold, I give you power. Trample. You don't fall, march on. You don't understand what I'm saying? I give you power. Trample on the enemy. It means take strides as if he's falling. Take steps as if he's falling. Make decisions as if he's falling. Stop factoring him. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's no more a factor. Move. Do stuff. Do stuff in the name of Jesus. I give you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over every ability of the enemy. He says, listen, this is the good part. And nothing. Do you believe that? Right there on your seat, just speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues.
Thank you, Jesus.
I trample on the enemy, say. I walk men and miracles, say. I will always be victorious, say. And I do the impossible, say. Listen, do you realize this was the sound God gave us before our ministry exploded? Maybe it never dawned on you. This is not music. This is a prophetic channel to lead you and launch you into your prophetic destiny. I trample on the enemy, say. I work many miracles, say. I will always be victorious, say. And I do the impossible, say. I trample on the enemy, say. I want you to picture it as you do it. I walk many miracles, say. I will always be victorious, say. And I do the impossible. Are you ready to do impossible things?
You want to pray one prayer? This is not for everybody. It is for those who believe and for those who have an assignment in this direction. This is the word of the Lord. The very things for which God drove the inhabitants of the promised land, He drove them out. The very things for which He drove them out are being perpetrated by the media. And because of that, the same God who created vacant space for His people is creating vacancies. You see? Mind you, the prophecy is different. This one, the light will shine in spite of the darkness. The darkness, listen, the darkness will not go away, but it will not comprehend. There will always be a clear-cut remnant till Christ comes. Are you listening to this? And all God wants you to do is to take your place. Take your space. Occupy the position that God has given you. And why won't you do that? There is no obstruction. Nothing hinders you. So everyone, it doesn't matter your assignment in ministry, in media, in politics, I am telling you prophetically, you are sponsored to occupy space. So I'm going to give you a few minutes. You will pray in the spirit violently. As you are praying in the spirit, you are also praying in your understanding and saying, in the name of Jesus, I take my place in God's end time prophetic agenda. I give you a few minutes for this. Do it as seriously as you believe it. As seriously as you believe it. now in the name of Jesus, take your position. Glory to your name. And for every assignment, big and small, you know, when you hear governorship, international policy, you think that that's all there is. But you have a part to play. Are you listening to me? And in the name of Jesus, when you stand before God, you would have done all he asked you to do. No stone will be left unturned. No territory will be left untaken. In the mighty name of Jesus, the sponsorship is upon you. The grace is upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ato Christe Cristo Fretila Tros de Varato Crestiga Balendum Breside Kepele to Criso Trequida Barraso Frestige Son Trequida Arrasatege Lokida Eleco Polendum Presetiga Barato Vresetige Ende Lecopoya. Now listen to me in the name of Jesus. The angels of your destiny, you begin to walk with them. More than ever before. You receive messages from them. You receive feedback from them. Your eyes are opened. Your ears are open. Experience supernatural advantage. And according to the will of God, every nation you go to, the name of Jesus will work for you there. And I'm praying this prophetically for some people here. You see, if you don't want to relocate, it should be a choice, not a limitation. It should be a choice. For the sake of your divine assignments, the doors of nations are open to you. They are open to you. Thank you, Father. Give him praise, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Listen, I want to give you just a few more minutes. I want you to use your authority. All right? I might not have the time. You see, prophetic gifts can be limited because of time. But in your own context, things you know about, things God has told you about, use your authority and declare words now. I give you just a few minutes. Speak specifically. Specifically. Speak specifically. Speak specifically. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I give you a few minutes to praise him for it. Just praise him for it. 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 Praise him. Sing him a song. 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 He will do as he has said.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.